are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the desert, aka Phoenix, Arizona, with Mr. Nick Calcanes. How are you, sir?
Great.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. It's good to be out here and hanging out at the Think Conference once again. You guys put on a stellar show.
Born in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida, but I've never been in this kind of heat before. 105 and 108. And it's. I know they say it's a dry heat, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. It's hot.
It hits you no matter what.
But it's been a great week so far.
Good deal. Hey, any conference takeaways? Talking about the conference in general here? Any highlights that you want to share?
Yeah, I think it was really it was motivating for me. You know, Michael Phelps was my highlight. I'm a very intense, goal-driven person, and so to hear how he thought about, you know, setting his goals and just the passion he had for what he was doing, I really tie that to what we're doing at Co-op, and we are setting some really, I think, aggressive aspirational goals around being a world-class technology and services company, and really, hearing him talk really motivated me to be even more laser focused on the tactics and the things that you need to do to get there. And so I thought that was the highlight for me. And then just seeing the people, this is my second Think Conference. So now I actually know people and I've got a year under my belt. And so the feedback and interaction with a lot of the credit union CEOs and others has been great. So to kind of still form what we're doing well and what we're not doing well. And so, yeah, it's been a great week.
Right on. It's always good seeing people face to face. You know, we do this digital thing all year long, and we come here and go, hey, that's what you look
like. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nothing better than face to face, I say. Hey, tell us about what you and Samantha Paxson did. You guys were on stage together.
Yeah.
You did a presentation. So give us a quick 411 on what that was all about.
Yeah, you know, so everything we're doing at Co-op, and I just said, you know, we expect to be and are striving to be a world-class technology and services company. So we really spent a lot of time, you know, taking a member and client view on what would that mean to our clients, members, and the movement. And we took a step back and said, okay, let's put that lens on everything we have done and are doing. And so Samantha Paxson, her title is Chief Marketing and Experience Officer, and I really just think about experience as more of a macro definition of what her and her team do. And so it was a great marriage of using her skill set and her team to go off and talk to our clients, self-assess, you know, back to Michael Phelps, really looking at, you know, how he could get better. So we did that very same thing with a very critical eye to say, how do our members feel, our experience and the technology that we're delivering internally? Are we making it easy and fun and productive for our employees and teammates to get their jobs done on behalf of the movement and credit unions every day? And so through that work, Todd made the decision last week or a couple weeks ago to really combine technology and operations. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is we're spending a lot of time and money reorienting and doubling down on our service model to make sure that we are fully engaged through our CBEs and CSEs with the credit unions we work with. And then lastly, we are making sure that in every requirement, every aspect of the technologies and services that we're building, that we've got that member first and member centric view on the front end of that. And so all that's really coming together to, I think, create a really powerful environment. And as far as putting the teams together, we've been talking a lot about integration is innovation. And in order to do that, the really power of that, it's the people, right? And so as we move these teams together, we're really sharing and driving excitement about what we're trying to achieve. And if you can do that and you free them up to do their jobs really efficiently and give them the tools that they need, I think that's where the real innovation comes from. Because when you're excited about what you're doing and your part in it, you think about it in your spare time. You think about it when you're driving to work, and then you call your colleague and you say, did you think about this? And I think that's how you position teams and people and companies to innovate. And so we're really excited about all the change, and it's a real evolution of the new Co-op over the last couple years.
Yeah, there's been some massive changes at Co-op. I mean, it's like, I don't want to say night and day, but I mean, just, you know, the personnel and the positions and the team, the coming together with teams and creating these new departments, so to speak, and bringing you on board, and all, and like you said, you're now technology and operations, yep. And so
and call center.
And what else is there? Yeah. So what do you not do? So it's really the evolution, I guess, is what I'm getting at of co-op. The last yeah. couple of years has been quite amazing to see.
Yeah, I look at my role as a leader to really position the people and the teams to be successful, and so I actually play, I think, a smaller part in it than most. But we're really focused on that whole dynamic, and we've never looked at it. And if you think about the how co-op and it had started, it was a relatively small company that got very big and important very quickly. And then, you know, last year we brought in the members group and made it twice as big. And so there was a lot of great things and people, and people were very happy with us, but we just felt like it was only natural and logical to kind of take a new look at it. And as I described before, because we're in a different world, and we've been talking a lot in both of these conferences about, you know, people are comparing us to Apple and Google and Venmo and those kinds of experiences. So we need to be that nimble and that flexible, and we need to position ourselves to grow and move quickly. And that's really, and the thing that we did, again, to keep ourselves honest, was how would a member feel about this? How is this going to drive our delivery? And so we feel really good about, you know, how we're going about it and the controls and measurements that we're putting in place to make sure that we're making progress on this, because it's a journey. It's not just because we changed our organization around, that doesn't do it, right? We're put ourselves on a journey of continuous improvement, and that's a cultural shift that we feel like is powerful and important for us to undertake.
I think you just kind of answered my next question for me. This is kind of off the top of my head. It was like, with that many changes in that short amount of time, how do you keep it from being, dare I say, chaotic? But I mean, there, it's like you said, co-op's a big company now, and you have that big of significant changes. It can be a little discombobulated. How did you guys keep that from happening?
It's.
I'd like to ask Todd that question too, but yeah. I'd like to get your perspective.
He's asked me that question. He's like, "How are you going to do all this and not break anything?"
Yeah,
frankly,
yeah.
You know, I think it was intentional that we spent the first year of the integration making sure all of our systems, and we've invested in architecture and infrastructure. You know, Carrie Wilfong from a CFO perspective has brought our ledgers together and all of that kind of stuff. And so all that stuff's behind us.
Okay.
And so now we're a year and a month in, and it's the right time with the right people, because we've leveraged the talent that was here, but we've also hired a couple hundred people, really talented people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the right talent, and it's the right time to make that change. The last thing I would say is, you know, I grew up in the dark side in my career in the banking industry, and we acquired a lot of other banks. And so there's a method and a discipline to how you integrate teams and technology, and when you do that, you got to look at the process. And we're going to deploy and implement a lot of Six Sigma principles, and embed that in our culture. And there's a lot of career pathing that bringing the teams together that is really valuable and exciting to our teammates. And then there's a work-life balance component of it too. That as we are getting more efficient and better positioned from a role clarity perspective, people have better work-life balance,
yeah.
And that's important.
And they're happier.
And so all of those things come together, and there's through experience, frankly, and a number of the people that we've brought in, we know how to do that kind of work in a disciplined way, because we're not going to go too fast, but we're going to go as fast as we can.
Right.
And we've got measurements and kind of governance in place to make sure that we as leaders and the teams know where those feels like we're going a little too fast here, or we need to go slower. And so we're very conscious of that, and we're moving forward.
And I also like how you guys you're walking the talk, because last year's Think was all about digitization. Okay, credit unions need to get off the couch and
Absolutely.
Start with your digital strategies and then start executing. You guys are doing the same thing in-house. And so you're walking your talk. You're like, hey, we're doing it too. We're doing it right along with you.
It's a very different thing, frankly, for me, because where I came from, we didn't share that information with anybody, you know, much less, you know, so I was at Bank of America. We didn't share that with Wells Fargo or anybody else. else. Yeah. But this is a true partnership. These credit unions that we do business with, and we are a huge part of the movement. So we decided, you know, Sam and I, to be very transparent about what we're doing, because I know they have the very same struggles in their credit union. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to say, okay, look, you know, here's the way we think about doing it. We are not saying that we weren't good at these things, or, you know, interrogating the past as if it wasn't right. We just know we have an opportunity to get better, and here's how we think about it. And it's okay to think about it that way. And so, yeah, that transparency and partnership with all the people that are here and that we work with is a really motivating, cool, I keep using the word cool, cool thing yeah. in this industry that, frankly, other industries don't have. And I think co-op is uniquely positioned because of who we are and the assets that we have mm-hmm. to really do some things in this industry that others can't do.
Yeah, I think the word cool comes to mind, also refreshing, because not every industry, if any, do this type of stuff.
Absolutely.
And I think from a credit union perspective, seeing the transparency that you guys are having is refreshing to them as well. It's also actually very genuine, very authentic, you know? So this is what we're going through. Come on, let's share this ride together.
Yeah, we can help, you know, and we're better together on that. And you know, we had a couple, I think, serious conversations in some of the sessions around how does I think Chuck Purvis said it. I mean, how do we continue to stay relevant as a credit, you know, from a credit union and a movement perspective? And I think the best defense, and he and I have talked about this, is we have to continue to work together. Credit unions have to work together. We have to work with credit unions, and that's our power. As credit unions try to go it alone, I think that's exactly what, you know, some of our you know, competitors or banks would want, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a really, you know, we tend to take or choose to take the exciting, motivating, optimistic point of it, but that's a real risk. Mm-hmm. But it's also the best thing about credit unions is that they will work together.
Yeah, I've heard it time and time again, we got to collaborate to compete. So very cool stuff, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom, sir?
I don't think so. No, I just want to say I'm really excited to be here still, personally, and I continue to be amazed by the great people that we meet, and you know, as I travel around the country, and it's just a great place to be. And co-op, there's a lot of great things happening here, so I'm excited about it.
Very cool. Great message to end on, Nick. Thank you, man.
Thanks for
appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work.